Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I told Brian I'd be back in a flash, but I was smoking on that loud-ass gas in the alleyway, wrapped up in a blunt. I hopped in my Cybertruck and now I'm on the hunt.
He's trying to smash.
Oh yeah, that boy's trying to smash. Here we go. Hello and Ooh. Welcome to this edition of
Been spending most our lives living in a trender's parasite.
Shout out to Mr. Fixit on the Discord for that one. Rest in peace to Coolio, who we'll be talking about more on tomorrow's show because, man, dude had hits. Did you know that Gangster's Paradise was like on the charts in Australia for so, like held the record until Ed Sheeran's Shape of You?
Oh my gosh.
Like, that's how locked in that shit.
I love that.
Damn, fucking with Australia.
Shape of You?
Oh,
Gangster's Paradise is
Sheeran.
So old.
Yeah, sorry, mate.
Sorry,
your old Coolio here until Ed Sheeran came along.
Speaking of Shape of You, you know that's the most played song on Spotify?
Ew.
Yeah.
That's the one that's the ripoff of Scrubs?
Huh? Oh, what?
I remember they sued.
Yeah.
Because they're like, I don't want no scrub. The scrub is the guy that can't get no love from me.
I did not even, wow, bro. Yeah. I did not even think about that.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Hello, this song isn't Scrubs. Scrubs is a song that was made by TLC and is not by me, Ed Sheeran. I'm purely singing their song. Okay, anyway, that's me. That's Daniel in the place to be.
Hello.
Telling you what is trending on this Thursday, September 29th, 2022. Mm. Daniel, what's going on? Worlds?
Oh, baby, you know we got some nerd stories up.
What's
top.
Worlds?
Daniel's on the trending. Worlds 2022, the World Championships of League of Legends has begun. The play-in stages are happening
right now.
Is that Liquid Soulcast?
That's Valorant. I'm sorry.
Fuck.
That's a different esport. I'm so sorry. But made by the same company, so you know what's happening
Liquid,
soon.
But is well, who's getting down for Liquid on
Man,
this?
Liquid is not in the tournament this year. I'm so sorry. They were not
they
good enough
off?
To make it out. No, they didn't. They were not good enough to make it out of North America. You got 100 Thieves, Ooh. Cloud9, and Evil Geniuses are in the play-ins.
Gosh.
But
Who's the favorite to win the League of Legends Worlds?
Probably, I mean, top esports is really up there, a Chinese team. China has just been really dominant. Korea has traditionally been dominant.
Yeah.
And China is really like getting right back up there. EDG won last year, Edward Gaming, and top esports won the LPL this year. So like, I think they got it. We'll find out.
Okay.
It's going to be a long tournament. We're not going to have the finals until the end of October. So like, we got all month to talk about this nonsense.
Oh shit, it's like the fucking Olympics and shit.
It's long. Anyway, World starts. It's really exciting. It's going to be a month-long celebration of all nerd shit. Games start at 1 p.m. They're going to be really exciting. And if you want to watch, man, let me tell you something. You get on that Twitch, Riot Games, and it's going to be happening. It's going to be a lot of fun. Can't wait.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Just tell me when Liquid Soulcast is playing.
I will let you know when Liquid Soulcast is playing. It'll be sick. But no, yeah. I mean, you know what? I've said it once. I'll say it again. There are more people watching Worlds than there are watching pretty much any live sporting event. Like it rivals the Super Bowl. But if you're talking worldwide, there are hundreds of millions of people more watching the World's finals than watching the Super Bowl. So in terms of a global event, Worlds is one of the biggest ever. Every year. So, you know, just get some perspective in your life. You think the Super Bowl is big? Nah, you're wrong. Anyway,
get some fucking perspective in your life.
Get some
asshole.
Perspective in your life.
Oh, you thought the Rihanna football game was the big one? No,
we're out the basement. We're in the foyer.
Well, yeah, you know what? When I say LOL, that's me laughing out loud at y'all thinking the Super Bowl was bigger than League of Legends, fam. Another gaming thing that's happening.
Yes.
Google Stadia is over.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was like. I remember when it came out, you were like, yo, bro, this could be good. This could be cool. I know You always said could be. You didn't condition it that it could be. Wait, this was their streaming one, right?
This is Google's streaming gaming service. And okay. Yes, instant sunset, as Brian just said in the chat, 100%. So in 2019, they launched Google Stadia, which is Google's streaming service, where basically you just have a controller that you point at your TV and then stream whatever game you want to play. And cool. I think in concept, that sounds pretty cool. But in practice, it was wildly expensive and way too hard to manage. There were not servers that could quickly deliver that kind of data to your TV. The kind of internet that you needed to be able to stream those games fast enough, you needed to be a gigabit girl. And that is not the kind of internet that everybody is having access to all over the place. You just don't have that kind of bandwidth. So it was not something that was going to last. But my favorite part of this, and just from like a tee-hee standpoint, is this quote. Jason Schreier, who is a shout out Jason Schreier, a great video game writer for Bloomberg, asked boss Phil Harrison in 2019, is this just another ambitious Google project that will disappear in a few years, like Google Plus?
No!
To which Phil Harrison replied, I understand the concern, but I think that all you have to do is look at the level of investment that we have made and continue to make in Stadia. This is not a trivial project by any means.
Yeah.
This is a very, very significant cross-company effort that isn't just my team, but it's also across YouTube. It's across our technical infrastructure and networking team. It represents thousands of people who are working on this business and then cut due today.
Yeah.
A few years ago, we also launched a consumer gaming service, Stadia. And while Stadia's approach to streaming games for consumers was built on a strong technology foundation, it hasn't gained the traction with users that we expected. So we've made the difficult decision to begin winding down our Stadia streaming service.
Yeah, man, when you say Google Plus, that shit hurt.
Yo,
I thought that was the next level, bro. I was like, hey, man, you in my circle on Google Plus?
You in my circle? Cool.
What the fuck was that about,
bro?
Man?
We knew it was sunsetted when people were like, yo, I got Google Plus / Shaq. Pay me $10 million for that profile. And they're like, what? No.
Yeah. Although that was a hustle, though.
That was a hustle. That was 100%
a hustle. Shout out to my people who sit on handles when a new platform comes out.
Amen to that. But yeah,
all right, let's take a quick break. Yeah, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back to tell you what else is trending.
Bye.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
And we're back.
Hello.
Jenny Thomas, come on down. The wife of Supreme Court Injustice Clarence Thomas came down to D.C. to the Capitol to speak with the January 6th Congressional Committee. Now, apparently,
love him.
This was not under oath. So,
a word?
I don't give a shit about it.
So she could just be lying?
Oh, yeah. She'd be like, what? January 6th? Let me look on my calendar. You said what? January 6th, 2021? Okay.
I don't it's know weird. Her.
That date is missing in my calendar. It goes January 4th, 5th, then 7th. Huh.
Weird.
I guess I have nothing to say. Can I go now? My husband is Clarence Thomas. Also, listen to the Behind the Bastards about Clarence Thomas, starring yours truly. I can't imagine she would say anything actually incriminating because a lot of people are like, man, there's a whole, like, you're on all these texts, like, begging people to just be like, just fucking steal it, man. You can do just it like this. Release the Kraken. But no. Yeah, I'm not going to get too excited about that. But
no.
Her walk into the Capitol, she was all smiles. Like, she looks like somebody who's like, finally, I'm out of fucking Clancy's shadow. And I can just do my fucking thing and be the destroyer of worlds.
Do my thing.
Yeah. Do you think they like they get sort of insecure about each other's sort of like destroyer cred? Like we're like, oh, Clarence like gets all the shine. Like, I'm out here also in the darkness trying to fucking dismantle democracy. And I feel
that's
like
that's a really
I don't
good
get
question,
enough.
TBH. I don't know. You know, I think there's got to be. I mean, I don't know. There's a certain level of evil at which point you're either spreading apart or you're morphing together and becoming concentrated. And I think we might be looking at that with Jenny and Clarence.
Yeah,
like, you know, like Kellyanne Conway and what's her husband's name?
George Conway.
Marjorie Taylor Greene, her husband, split.
I know.
It's like the evil God, got too pure, and it's like, all right, I'm out.
Yeah.
So
we didn't even put that in trends, but yeah,
I know.
Marjorie Taylor, majorly tainted goon's husband, I think, came out of the coma he was in, realized who he was married to, and said, "Oh, I'm not having that." So yeah, Jenny Thomas, cool. Maybe you'll see consequences. I don't know.
Probably not.
Next up, though, speaking of weird promises, we should have done this right after the Google thing. Elon, the Cybertruck is trending. The one that, you know, like, where the fuck is it? Wasn't it supposed to be released by now? And they're like, hey, yo, look, I know y'all pre-ordered it. Shit's kind of fucking up right now. You know me. You know, I promise a lot of shit I can't deliver on.
Yep.
But how about this? What's he now promoting? What is he now telling us about the Cybertruck?
Here's a tweet from this windbag. Cybertruck will be waterproof enough to serve briefly as a boat so it can cross rivers, lakes, and even seas that aren't too choppy.
That's not. This is him. This is him trolling, right?
Y'all are going to die. You will drown in your Cybertruck, whose electronics will freeze and lock you in the car the second that thing gets wet. It will not be waterproof. You will dip down into the ocean, and the mermaids will be like,
yeah. Bam. You're like, wow, look at this fucking Herb. You look bought a Cybertruck? Wow. Fool. Man, we're going to eat your fucking bloated corpse once you perish down here with us. The mermaids are hungry.
They're hungry. They're very hungry.
This feels like a bit of a troll. Because he's being really insensitive at a time when there's clearly this smacks of like peak Elon shit posting, where it's like, oh yeah, we've seen all these cars get like washed away, like in the hurricane surges and things like that. But it's also, he usually won't make jokes at his own expense because most people would be laughing. They're like, the joke would be like, I bet Elon would say something about how the Cybertruck would have saved you in the hurricane. And
it sounds like Elon joke bot, but it is truly him. And I don't know. Big dumb. Yeah. This is stupid. Do not believe that your truck is going to float and make it across slightly choppy seas. Nah.
Yeah, especially when we're looking at right now the F-150 Lightning, like electric truck. Mm-hmm. They say it's around 6,000 pounds. So the like Brian is in here saying it's going to be between 5,000 and 6,000 pounds. Okay, I'm not an expert on buoyancy, but how you do that? How you do that there?
Cybertruck is 6,500 pounds.
Whatever. I don't know shit about boats or anything being seaworthy or even leak worthy. I know it's trend worthy, and it's fucking capping on Elon Musk. And also the other thing too is like, imagine though you did sink to the bottom of a body of water in that thing. You couldn't even use like one of those emergency like window breaking hammers, because aren't the windows supposed to be like bulletproof?
They're supposed to be bulletproof or something like that.
This smacks of a fucking disaster waiting to happen.
I can't wait. I mean, you saw though, what's that, the tunnel thing he built under Vegas or whatever?
The Hyperloop or whatever.
The Hyperloop. It's literally one lane. Like, God forbid whatever vehicle you're in crashes, breaks down, whatever.
There will be no traffic. There will be no traffic in the Hyperloop. Those journalists going in there and they're like, and there's a massive traffic jam.
Huge. Yeah. Huge. What if you have a heart attack? What if a million things?
Exactly. Next up, finally, Dennis Rodman is trending.
What's up with Rodman?
Okay, so you remember in The Last Dance, we all watched The Last Dance, there's the moment where they talk about in the 98 finals, like Dennis Rodman just had to take a break. He had to go to Las Vegas.
He had to take a break.
And Phil Jackson's like, all right, man, I don't know. Like, go do you if that's going to help you play. Okay. And like he was gone, and then like Michael Jordan had to bring him back or whatever. There's Lionsgate apparently is making a film about this. I had no idea. It's a new movie revolving around Dennis Rodman's infamous 48 hours in Vegas during the NBA Finals, and they found Jonathan Majors as their person to play Dennis Rodman. So, I mean, cool. I don't know. This is like a thing where I'm like, I get it as an anecdote. Like, it's interesting, but can you make that a whole movie?
I mean, shout out Jonathan Majors.
Yeah.
Get the bag. But
oh, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's going to be like... I don't know. Get him to the Greek, but Rodman.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Brian says Fear and Loathing could work.
That would be interesting. A Fear and Dennis Rodman. Fear and Loathing. What about when people start turning into dinosaurs and shit?
Yes.
That
part actually happened for him.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just hoping like we see, I guess, all the drama around it, but it's like one of those things. I remember in The Last Dance being like, damn, I would love to have seen really what went on in those 48 hours. And I'm sure, like, I guess all the studio people had the same idea. And they're like, option it. Mm-hmm. And let's see where it goes. Yeah. Fun. Well, that's everything that's trending for today. That's Thursday, September 29th. And also, the Next Up program is back at it again in the Vans. Version 2.0. If you saw, we've had plenty of the creators on that were in the first round. Well, if you are somebody who has a podcast idea and you feel like your stories or your voices aren't represented well enough, please, please apply for the Next Up initiative. It's a fantastic way to get your foot in the door, learn some stuff from literally Daniel or I or Jack or many other people who have shows here and like want to contribute to helping you get on. So if you are really interested in podcasting, you don't have to be a professional. You have to be interested and you have to have a perspective. Sign up. Go to iHeart.com/nextup, N-E-X-T-U-P. And yeah, tomorrow's the last day to apply. So for all you people who wait till the last minute, TikTok, okay? Your applications are due on September 30th. All right?
Yeah.
Until next time,
go.
Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Wear a mask. You know, get the booster and all that. Don't do nothing about any kind of discrimination. Like, be a do-gooder, okay?
Yes.
And until next time, we'll see you then. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.